Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Welcome to Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
It's time to document the journey.
Yo, welcome back to Homeschool Podcast. It's me, Augustino Zoida. Thank you guys so much for being patient with me. If you are a loyal Homeschool Podcast listener, you probably know that somewhere along the line I went from two episodes a week down to one. My life just got too hectic. I've been on the road too much, but I don't think there's anything wrong with still getting one episode out a week to you guys. Schedule for the rest of the year moves on, I'll be able to be a lot more on top of and more predictable on the day it comes out. Usually I was giving it to you guys like first thing when you wake up Tuesday morning, it was there waiting for you. But right now I'm recording this Tuesday night, so you're not going to get it till Wednesday morning. And you know, last week was late too. So as time goes on, I'm going to be able to get these to you at a more predictable time and being more responsible with the times that I release them. It's been crazy. You know, I've been on the road a lot this year, but I'm taking a little breather from the road. I got two gigs on the road left, and then I'm going to take a little breather until next year. There's some dates that I got going on next year. There's some places that I want to go to and do a show. Brand new tour, brand new dates in 2022 coming at you. But I'm going to take and do the rest of these gigs I got this year, and then I'm going to take a couple months off to work on finishing my documentary and just being more responsible with my homeschool podcast listeners and getting this show out on time. Speaking of shows, so here's what I got for you guys. If you want to see me live, I'm going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska this Friday. That's right, this Friday, which is October 8th. There's only about 12 tickets left, so hurry up if you want to see me. Unfortunately, I can't add a second show because I'm not in town for so long. I couldn't add a Saturday show because nobody wants to go up against the Nebraska Huskers. They're playing Michigan. I don't even want to try to sell a ticket on that day. I'm there Friday, the 8 o'clock show, so it's already too late to add a late show, and I'm only there like Friday and Saturday, so there's only like 12 tickets left. Make sure you grab your tickets. Lincoln, Nebraska. And then besides that, I will be in Bakersfield, California on October 13th. I'll be performing in the Oil Dorado Festival. Make sure you get tickets for that. You can get the link on my website. And you can also get the link for Lincoln, Nebraska this weekend on my website. It's homeschooledpod.com. And that's where you're going to get tickets. And besides that, I'm going to take a little time off. I'm going to take November off and most of December off. Basically what that means, I'm not going to actively be trying to find gigs. If people throw gigs my way that I can't turn down because the money's really good, or it's a place that I really, really like playing or have been wanting to get into, I'm going to take it. But for the most part, I'm not going to really take anything that, unless it pays well or it's something I really want to do, or I'm just going to lay low. You know, I need to start working on LA gigs. As long as I don't care if they don't pay. A lot of LA gigs don't. You know, I know that I've been saying that I don't want to take gigs in California, let alone Los Angeles County, too much because they cancel all the restrictions. And that's true, but I still need to start working on my spots. I need to start building my presence in LA where I live. I mean, a lot of really good comics moved out of California during the pandemic or out of Los Angeles, and I stayed, and I need to start reminding people that I'm still here. You got to do that sometimes. You got to remind people that you're still out there. And even if that means you just go down there and you show your face and you say hi to people, maybe you don't even have a spot, but sometimes you just got to show up and you got to make eye contact with the person. You know, if you make eye contact and if you don't see him for the rest of the night, I still count that as a successful night. So I got to start working on, you know, letting people know I'm still here in LA and I'm still a part of this comedy community. And so I'm taking a couple months off and I'd like to finish my documentary and just be better about doing the homeschool podcast and relaunching this show. And next week, I got some great guests lined up, but today it's just me and you. As you know, if you listen to this podcast before, every now and then I do a quick little short episode with just me, no guests, no co-host, nothing like that. And if there's something that I got on my mind, and I got something on my mind, and we're going to talk about it in just a second. So before I do, I would like to just say if anybody went to this is the one of the two things I want to talk about. This one's quick and easy. I just want to say, if anybody went to go see the Many Saints of Newark, I thank you for supporting my brother, my family, my uncle Joey. I really, really appreciate it. And I just want to say, I saw it opening night. Is it streaming on HBO Max? Sure. But you know what? That's my dog. That's my family. Someone who's been there for me since the beginning of my stand-up career and still calls me weekly to check in on me. And, you know, just one of my closest friends, someone that I consider a real family member, not an acquaintance in this stand-up comedy career, Joey Diaz. And I had to go see him in theaters opening night and support. Now, you know, I know times are tough. If you can and you got HBO Max, put it on at home, stream it. But if anybody has watched it already, or they're at home or in the theater, I appreciate you going out and supporting. I know I did, and I just want to take a minute and say that I'm really, really proud. I posted it on Twitter. I posted it on Instagram, you know, picture of my movie tickets, picture of me and the wife in the theater enjoying the show. I took a picture of his name up on the screen, and I posted this on Twitter and Instagram saying that, you know, I'm really, really proud of Joey. And it feels weird to say because, you know, I'm younger than him. He's been doing this longer than me. He's far more successful in everything, stand-up, acting. So I don't know if it's out of line to say to someone who's above you, I'm proud of you. But you know what, guys? I just had to, you know? I had to say I really am proud of him because he's really paved a way for comedians or guys that came from nothing or guys that have worked really, really hard at something and look where he is. You know, he's in this major motion picture. I mean, he's been in big movies before, obviously, with Adam Sandler, The Longest Yard. I remember like in 2013 when he was in Grudge Match, that was awesome. I remember me and my family, everybody went to the opening night. I think it was Christmas Day. We all went and watched it with Joey and all his friends and stuff like that and his wife. And you know, that was really cool too. But, you know, this might be an Oscar nominee contender. This is, you know, the Sopranos movie. This was, you know, a big deal. You know, one of the top cast lists. He was in almost every scene, whether he had lines or didn't. But then he had a lot of lines too. And, you know, when you take somebody who is a comic and that's all they are and that's all they ever, you know, wanted to be, like myself, you know, I only ever wanted to do stand-up. I don't want to do a podcast. I didn't want to do, you know, writing. But these things later on, I grew to love and I actually developed passions for them, like writing. Obviously, when you're stand-up writing, but like writing everything, I really grew a passion for writing scripts and sketches. And I later on became fond of acting and I want to pursue that more. It's become like another dream for me to pursue. So, you know, all that came from just a kid wanting to do stand-up. And, you know, here's a guy who came from, you know, rough streets and, you know, basically, I don't want to say, at times homeless, or, you know, his mother died when he was young and just you know, also someone who you could say was addicted to drugs and things like that. It's enlightening. It's inspirational. And I had to just say, I'm super proud of him, proud to know him. I'm proud to be a part of his circles. Now, so that being said, let's get that out of the way. That was one of two things I want to talk to you guys about. Before I begin the second thing, I just would like to remind everybody that this podcast is still sponsored by Masterclass. It's our longest sponsor we've had, and we've kept them for years. It's one that I feel proud to say that's our sponsor, because I just really think that what they do is something I'm proud to represent on my show. And what it offers is, I'm sure everybody knows what Masterclass is, but if you're not familiar, it offers you the opportunity to take a course in something that you're interested in, or something that you've always wanted to do, or something you're passionate about, or your dream, if you will. And it allows you to take this course in your home, on your own schedule, and on your budget. And the reason that I've always been so proud of that, to have them as a sponsor, is because I love things like that. We're called Homeschool Podcast because we had to constantly teach ourselves to do things so that we can continue to follow our dream. So I love that Masterclass is a sponsor of this show, and I love that you can you pursue your dream, and you don't have to let all of these roadblocks get in your way of doing that. Like, life already has enough roadblocks, and you know, there was a time where you would go, I want to take a course in this because I'm really interested in it, or I would like to start this as a career or a passion, and I would like to take some courses to brush up on it, learn some of the basics, but you go, I can't because there's no time. I ain't got the money. I mean, who's got time with a full-time job to go take a class at night, or take a day off work during the week and go take an acting class, writing class? You know, what am I going to do? I'm going to go, I got to take care of my kid after work, whatever it is. There was always a billion things standing in your way, and now there's no more excuses. So if there's something you want to do, you can take the course and get the ball rolling with Masterclass. Everybody needs to take a basic class in anything that you're interested in: acting, writing, stand-up comedy, you know, poetry, script writing, be a better poker player, tennis, basketball player. It's all in there. You want to learn how to play guitar. You want to be a better cook. You want to be a chef. Maybe if it's not for profession or just fun, you want to better yourself at something. History class. They have it all at Masterclass, and they're constantly adding new courses. So whatever course you want to do, they got it at Masterclass, and they're still our sponsors. So don't forget to click the link in the description so you're supporting our show at the same time and you're helping yourself out. There's all kinds of deals and promotions. You can take a course by course, but if there's more than one course that you want to take, I recommend getting Masterclass for the entire year. One flat rate, and you have them for the entire year. They also have promotions where if you buy a year, you can gift a year to someone else. The holidays are coming up. I can't think of a better gift to give somebody than the freedom of being able to follow their dream on their own schedule at home. What a great gift. You know, somebody wants to become a writer or a comic or an actor, and they don't have the time to take a course, on a basics course. Give them the gift of Masterclass. You buy a year, you get a year, you gift a year free. So click the link in the description for that, and make sure that you're helping out the Homeschool Podcast. Also, if you go to homeschooledpod.com, click on sponsors, you'll find the Masterclass banner right there. You click that. That's also going to bring you right to it. Just, if you're doing it, make sure, you know, it doesn't cost you anything extra by using our link, and we get a little credit for sending you our way. Plus, you get the promotions I was telling you guys about. So it's a win-win for everybody, and it's time to pull the trigger on that. Now, back to the show, and the second thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. So the second thing I want to talk to you guys about is, this is a ongoing thing in my life, I'm sure a lot of people's lives, and it's going to continue to happen in your life. And the theme of today's show is that if someone can fuck with you, they will. That's something to keep in mind, and that I kind of want to rant on for a little bit here, if you will, because as a lot of you guys know, the past couple episodes, I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but I, you know, the shit going on in my life, and it's more than you guys even know about, you know, and it just seems like life throws all these things at you, and it's hard enough to keep your head above water and to get through it all emotionally, financially, yeah, but it's hard enough. But besides that, it seems like people and corporations and politicians, lawmakers, companies are constantly trying to throw something at you. There's always a story. It seems to me I'm noticing a new theme. It's not that new. It's always been there, but it's extreme now. There's a theme ever since, like, we've made our comeback into, you know, from the lockdowns, as if you can even call it a comeback. Shit ain't really back to normal. But ever since we've been, like, back, in quotations, so to speak, I've noticed that these people and corporations have been extra on you. Keep if that's why I say, if there is a way to fuck you, they will fuck you. They will. And that's why I say, is it bad enough you're already dealing with life in general, but now you got these people that are just trying to throw you down, keep you down. And the things that, you know, we've talked about in the past on this show, like two episodes ago, about, you know, these obstacles that hit you all at once and they create a wall to break through, and it seems like you can't get through it, but you can if you just do it brick by brick. And that's why I talk about writing down all the things that you need to do in the order that you need to do them, by deadlines or whatever, and taking them brick by brick, you take the wall apart, right? Now, you can do that, but sometimes when you're trying to do that, there's all these things, lawmakers, people, politicians, companies, corporations, that get in the way and or are making it difficult for you to overcome. You ain't laying down. You're not sitting there crying, and you ain't sitting there laying down going like, oh, this happened to me. No, you're going like, this sucks, happened to me, but I'm going to get through it. And you go, and you go, and you go, just like we've talked about. But along the way of not laying down, of going after it and getting shit done, all these people and companies, they want to fucking give you a hard time. They want to push you back as you're trying to push forward. So it's not as easy as all that, as easy as like the brick by brick thing. Because along the way, you know, there's people that are just getting in your way. And, you know, to give you some examples for, you know, what I was telling you I was dealing with, changing flights and all that stuff because I had a gig and then I had my friend's funeral. You know, it's these companies. Like, you know, take the airlines, for example. Along the way, they're going to fucking fuck with you, man. And that's just an example from last week. This week is a new thing I'm dealing with. You know, flights going to Nebraska. I was supposed to bring my wife with me. You know, we got tickets to go to the Huskers game. I'm meeting my sister over there. And, you know, yeah, I got the shows, but I'm going to hang out with my sister for a little bit and go to the game. And then, you know, all this other shit in life fucking hits you. Like, you know, my mother and father's health's not so good. My dad had to go to the ER today, so there's a possibility he might be admitted to the hospital, in which case my mom and dad are not going to be around. As you know, you've heard me sitting here before, my parents are practically my neighbors, so, like, you know, we help each other out. And, you know, my friends or my dog sitters who usually sit for me and watch my dog when I go out of town aren't available. They're out of town themselves. My mom or dad's, you know, they're going to be busy. And my mom and dad have a dog that, like, they may be, you know, not able to come home and dealing with all this shit. So, like, you know, we've decided that, like, it's best for my wife to stay behind, you know, with all the shit going on. And let me tell you guys something. Just because I'm touring doesn't mean I'm doing well. To be honest with you, I'm financially hurting like the rest of you. You know, I'm having trouble paying my rent. I go to rent a car in Nebraska because you can't fly into Lincoln where my show is because it's such a small airport. It's so expensive to go there. Not to mention there's no flights going there. I tried. You know, I figured, suck it up. I'll save money on the Uber and I'll just flying to Lincoln. There's no flights going to Lincoln. You got to fly into Omaha. Then it's like a 50-minute drive from Omaha to Lincoln. So I go to rent a car. They want $500 to rent a car for 2.5 days. You know, I checked it last week. It was like $36 a day. And all of a sudden now it's $136 a day. And this is what it, you know, because when you go search for something or they know you have an upcoming flight in that city, the search engines, the fucking cookies, everybody knows where you're going. So what they jack the prices up of a rental car, you know. So then I go like, well, I guess the Ubering will be cheaper, but an Uber from Omaha to Lincoln is still like $90 each way. Yeah, it's cheaper than a $500 rental, but it's still a lot of money. plus, I got an Uber to LAX from my house, which I wasn't even going to do anymore, by the way. I've told myself I'm not fucking Ubering. I can't stand Ubers. I'm sorry if you're an Uber driver. I know a lot of Uber drivers like to listen to podcasts. If you're listening to this, no disrespect. I don't disrespect the hustle. I don't disrespect what you do, and you are a hard worker. That's not what I'm saying. I personally don't like taking Ubers. Ubers are like the death of me. I can't stand it. I hate waiting around for an Uber to show up. And they don't come as quick as they used to when that's what she said. But they don't come as quick as they used to. Like when Ubers first came out, you call an Uber, there'd be like 10 of them that are all 2 minutes away. It's not like that anymore. Especially if we're in the airports or you know, weird hours. Like I land in Nebraska at 11:30 at night. Like, I don't know. I might have to fucking sleep at the airport until like Uber start to show up in my neighborhood. I can schedule it, but even that's iffy. I mean, I've been torn a lot, and every town's got their issues with Ubers. So, you know, I'm just done with it. I hate that when you go into an Uber and you know, they got shitty music on or they're listening to a podcast. Listen, I know you're in the car all day and you got your time and it helps you get through your day, but you got to put it like low or you got to put like something in your ear while you listen to that shit. I don't know, but like right now, if somebody is listening to this while they're Ubering and you got a passenger backseat, do them a favor and turn this shit the fuck off, man. Wait till you're by yourself or they're playing their music and it's horrible music. I have a problem. I look young, but I don't look that young, but I like for my age, I think I look young. I'm 33 and people still tell me, you know, I look like how they met me when I first started stand up. Maybe that's not true. I got a beard. It makes me look older. But like the problem is that like I'm an old soul. And I look young, and people think that I'm going to like the new music that they put on their car, hip-hop or whatever. I got to tell you, it's horrible. The new music today is horrible. It's like, how could you play this right now when you got clients in your car? You know, the problem with Uber, and I'm not trying to make this podcast about Uber drivers. I'm just going off on a rant on how much I fucking hate Ubering. Nothing against the Uber driver or someone who works to make a living. It's just, I don't like the experience. Ubering, Lyft, it's just a nightmare. You know, they don't treat it like it's their business. They just treat it like, well, I'm my own boss, which means I get to do whatever the fuck I want to do. That's not, no, you don't. Nobody gets to do whatever the fuck they want to do. Everybody's got a boss. Even as a stand-up comedian, you got a fucking boss. All right, your manager's the boss, the agent's the boss, the airline is the boss who dictates your fucking flight schedule, and the audience is the boss. Because if you suck or you say something they don't like, they don't come back. So nobody's the fucking boss of nothing. All right, nobody treats anything like a real fucking job. Be professional. Don't play shit music when you got clients in your fucking car. I know you're driving around all day, but when somebody gets in your car, turn that shit off. By the way, you ever like sitting there driving and you're yelling at everybody in traffic going like nobody knows how to drive? They don't know how to drive. They don't know how to drive. They don't know how to drive. You ever fucking do that? Well, guess what? Guess what Ubering is? Ubering is getting in the back seat of those same fucking people's cars that you're yelling at that don't know how to drive. And I'm sorry, but it's true. I don't like Ubering. I don't like, first of all, I get motion sickness when I sit in the back seat. I got to be the driver or I get car sick. Secondly, I'm a really good fucking driver, which I know everybody thinks, but I'm a good driver because I know the pace I want to go and I know where I want to go. Every Uber is going the wrong speed or they're sitting there in the wrong lane. Every Uber driver wants to sit in that right fucking lane and they the whole way to the destination, they're sitting there in the right shoulder lane and they're going to take that lane the whole way. Don't you know that everybody's going to exit or enter the freeway the highway right here in this lane. So it's going to be fucking stop and go the entire time. Motherfucker, get all the way in the fucking left. We're carpoolers. Let's fucking hit it, man. So it just bothers me so much that I can't listen to my music. I can't go at my speed. I can't travel at the way that I want to. I know the right routes. They don't know the right routes. They listen to the GPS. I've lived here my entire life. I know the way to go to fucking LAX the best, okay? Anyway, just a little rant there. So I decided I'm not taking fucking Ubers anymore. My new thing now is I'm just parking at the fucking airport. Uber is that much more expensive these days that honestly, it's like sometimes cheaper to park at the airport. LAX is a little expensive. It's $40 a day. But if I'm just going for the weekend, that is the same price or cheaper than two Ubers to and from LAX. So I'd rather have my own car. And not only that, but a lot of times the airports, they got other lots nearby that have a shuttle that'll take you right there. That are only like $14 a day. So that's what I'm doing from now on. I'm fucking doing that. But, you know, I'm under the gun here. But anyway, to park my car, you know, to go to Nebraska, it's 80, you know, maybe 100 to 120 to park my car there. Or if I Uber, you know, it's like 40 to 50 each way from my house to LAX. So, you know, if my wife goes with me, we got that. And plus, it's more expensive when you travel with a companion or your spouse, or you know, it's just more expensive. If I go to do a job and pick up an envelope, it'll be better. I'll sleep on my sister's couch. I mean, my wife would too. She ain't a fucking complainer. She's a team player. But like, I feel bad for making her do it. You know what I mean? And then, you know, for me, I don't eat breakfast. I'll wake up, have a cup of coffee. I don't need to eat again until like late lunchtime, and then it'll probably be my only meal for the only day. You know, I can drink cheap alcohol and keep me buzzed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do my show and I have to work. Like I'll save a little bit of money if I don't bring her with me. It's just not ideal right now, but times are tough. It is what I got to do. Yeah, I had a lot of gigs this year. I was busy. But a lot of gigs means a lot of flights, and nobody's paying for your ticket right now. Nobody's paying. And a lot of flights for your opener, too, you know. I got a lot of really good friends that I like to take on the road with me, and I hate it when I tell them I'm on the road, and they're like, oh, who are you going with? And I'm like, I'm not going with nobody. I'm the headliner. And they go like, oh, who's opening? And I feel terrible. I got to tell them, like, some locals. And I feel bad, guys, because I want to take my friends, but it's like, I do when I can, and I have actually a couple times this year, but I got to pay for their flight, I got to pay for their hotel, and I got to pay them. So every gig you take costs you money, but I'm doing it for experience. Some of them I made money, and then I'm doing it to make a good relationship with certain places and building audiences around the U.S., and it's been going good as far as that, you know, sell some shirts and all that helps pay for the travel expenses and stuff like that. So, but it's just tough, you know. It's just tough. And what I'm getting at is that times are tough, and I'm trying, like right now, I keep looking down at my phone because fucking American Airlines calls me now. I've been trying to reach them all fucking day, and they do a callback thing. They go like, oh, if you don't want to wait on hold for fucking 9.5 hours, we'll call you back within an hour or two. So they're calling me now, and of course I missed a call because I'm doing a podcast, so now I'm going to have to wait till tomorrow to call them all over again trying to figure some shit out for my travels to Nebraska this fucking weekend. It never fucking ends. There's always a story. Let me tell you what's going on in my life. American Airlines trying to fuck me. Some other fucking company that I'm dealing with right now, I ordered some fucking merchandise to sell, and they're... you know, it came fucking damaged. Like, the ink was splattered all over the shirts and stuff like that. I try to get a fucking refund for it. And they go, yeah, sure, just ship it back to us and we'll refund you. I go, okay. They give me the shipping label. I go down to the post office to mail it. Turns out it's an unpaid shipping label. They're asking me to pay shipping, which I ain't cheap. It's not cheap, guys. It's a big fucking box, a heavy box. It ain't going to be cheap to ship this shit back. So they want me to fucking pay for it. It's the price... For me to pay for shipping, it's the price of the merchandise. So it's like, so I'm dealing with those motherfuckers. I'm dealing with fucking T-Mobile, which I used to have Sprint, but they got bought out by T-Mobile. They're fucking me. All of a sudden, my rate goes up, and I'm like, why? And it's like, oh, because T-Mobile took over, and they have higher rates. It's like, fuck you. I didn't agree to that. I got a fucking contract with Sprint. I got a contract with T-Mobile. So, you know, there's that. I got a shit going on with American Airlines. I got shit going on with fucking Apple phones, and they're not wanting to cover the warranty of a fucking broken phone. I got there's always something. There's fucking always something. I got shit going on with with another fucking gig that don't want to pay me from an old one. And then I got another guy I was writing for that hasn't paid me, owes me fucking $600. You know, I got to chase him down. Everybody. So this is the theme, and this is what I want to talk to you guys about today. Everybody, if they can, they will fuck with you. If there's any slight possible way that they could possibly fuck you, they will do it. And they will try. And if there is no possible way for them to fuck you, they will try anyway. The airlines are doing it. Fucking every corporation is doing it. Your fucking politicians are doing it. Everybody. If they can, they will. And they are. And you know what they're counting on? I'm going to tell you what they're counting on. They're counting on you doing nothing about it. Because the majority of people, A, don't catch it. Or the majority of people fucking... The majority of fucking people don't try to argue it because they just don't feel like waiting on line or waiting on hold for hours and dealing with it. Because again, these things build big walls that seem like there's a lot, so you don't even begin to try to go through them. And that's what they're counting on. They're counting on you not even trying or not noticing. Like, for example, again, American Airlines, what I'm dealing with them right now, I'm trying to go to Nebraska. They changed my flight time. I originally booked a flight to depart at a certain time. They changed the time. They bumped it up earlier. I ain't going to make that. I'm busy doing something else. So I called to say, can you guys switch me on your later flight then? They go, oh yeah, for a $350 difference. You changed your time and I got to pay $350 because I can't make that flight? It's fucking bullshit. And then, you know, so I argue with them, and then I go, transfer me to the supervisor, and they transfer me to the supervisor, and the fucking phone gets disconnected, or they hung up and they want to make it seem like it got disconnected. Either way, whenever you get a call drops nowadays, nobody fucking calls you back. They ask you in the beginning, what's your phone number in case we get disconnected? We'll call you back. No, they're not. It gets disconnected every fucking time and you ain't calling back. So I had to call again and request another call back because I was sitting in line for 8.5 hours. And they call me back right now and I'm fucking doing a podcast and I couldn't answer. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Everybody can fuck with you. And they will because they can. So I'm here to tell you today. Here's today's fucking lesson. Is that they're counting on you not catching it or catching it and doing nothing about it. And I'm the wrong motherfucker when it comes to that. So let me tell you guys something. Like I've told you 1,000 times. You know, we can take these walls down brick by brick. And how to do that is you write down the things that you need to do in the order you need to do them. You check them off one by one. And you get things done. That's what adults do. And that's what motivated people do. They don't let shit that go sour get them down or hold them back. And then when they push forward and people push back, we don't fucking let that shit happen either. So I'm telling you how to do it. Now I make a list of everything I got to do, which you already know I do. I tell you I make a list of things I got to do. But what I'm saying is these people that constantly trying to fuck you. It's people, corporations, politicians, your friends even, acquaintances. They try to fuck you. If they can, they will. They will try. I promise you, everyone's trying. And you have to be prepared for that. You have to be aware of that. You have to have your eyes open to everyone's going to because they can. And even if they can't, they'll try anyway. Because again, say it with me. They're hoping that you don't catch it or that you won't try. And I'm a motherfucker who A, always catches that shit. And B, I'm always going to fucking try. And pursue and make things right and get shit done. So I write down literally in my weekly sheet of things I have to do that week. Call American Airlines. Call T-Mobile. Call, and I will do them however long it takes. Eat one a day and I'll cross them off. I don't care. I'll wait on hold while I do other shit, while I write, while I drive. You're messing with the wrong fucking guy. I live in Los Angeles where it takes you an hour to get to point A, point B in traffic. So don't think I won't sit there on hold. If you do some shit, I'm going to fucking follow up on it. So that's what I'm telling you guys, that you have to. Don't be one of those people that doesn't catch things. Open your eyes. And don't be one of those people that that doesn't pursue. Because that's what they're counting on, is that you're not going to pursue. They know that what they're doing is wrong. They know that they're overcharging people. They know they're fucking people. They're hoping that you don't do anything about it. Because if you charge everybody extra a dollar, and only two people say something out of 100, you made $98. And that's what they're counting on. It's a numbers game. So don't let them do it to you. And that's the point here. Just fucking make the list so you don't forget. And you know what else I do? I write letters to motherfuckers. I'm an old school cat. If I call you and you don't help me, and you give me poor fucking shitty service, if I email your fucking customer service hotline and you fucking fuck with me, you know what I do? I go old school in their asses. I find the corporate head office and I write a letter. And then I print fucking like 20 copies of that letter. And then I get them all ready to go in the mail. And I mail it every one a day. And I write that down too. Today, send the letter to Expedia. I did it to Expedia. Boom, they called me, made shit right, give me a refund. I've done it before to Sprint. I've done it before to different airlines. Internet companies, if they're all hoping that they're going to fuck you and you're not going to catch it, or you're going to let them get away with it. It's a numbers game. It's a fucking numbers game. If you were able to charge everybody $5 more than you know, if you're selling fucking t-shirts at $20 a pop and you're charging everybody $25 because on average only fucking 2 people or 10 people or whatever, 10% of people catch it or actually take the time to do something about it, wouldn't you continue to do it because that other fucking 90% is paying the extra $5? That shit adds up. So you're going to keep doing it. So don't be the one that they walk all over. Don't be the one that they're counting on as somebody that does nothing. Get up, take down these walls, and fucking push back. Write down what you need to do, and then every day, every week you write down your list of shit you need to do that week. So every day I write down, Monday, mail the letter. So they're getting a letter from me every fucking day, and that wakes motherfuckers up at headquarters, and somebody calls me, I guarantee you. And, you know, at the end of the day, it ends up costing them more money. So why would you do it? It's going to cost you more money to take all this time. It's going to cost you more money. You're going to give me what I want anyway, and then I'm going to make you give me extra on top of it for my time. I always do. So you know why they continue to do it? Because they're making more money by fucking people than it takes to give me extra. So don't let them do it to you. So that's the point of the show, is that anybody that can will fuck with you. And if they can't, they'll try anyway. So don't lay down. Don't be the one that they're counting on to do nothing. And that's what I'm going to leave you guys with this week. I'll see you next week. We'll talk some more shit with some guests. And we'll really go after some fucking politicians, or we'll go after you know, people that run the world. I got some good guests to talk some major shit next week. It'll be fun. So enjoy your week, everybody. Please stay safe. Please help each other. Please be a good person and go out and spread some love. If you're in Nebraska, please come see me in Lincoln. There's only a few tickets left. if you're in the Bakersfield area, you're going to the Oil Dorado Festival. I'm there on the 13th performing. So all tickets are available at homeschooledpod.com. Everything, your one-stop shop, is homeschooledpod.com. You're going to click on tour, and there's the links for the tickets. You're going to click on merch, and that's where you get Homeschool Podcast t-shirts or stickers or whatever, and all that money goes to help pay for the flights of the comics. And the more shirts I sell, the more I'm able to take comics with me and give them work too. You can also click on sponsors, and you'll see all the products and services that sponsor us. So if there's something there that works for you, you're helping out the show, you're supporting the show. But the best way to support the show is getting a t-shirt. So again, homeschooledpod.com. Keep supporting live comedy. Click on tour. There you go. You can click on contact, and you can send me an email, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can if you want to talk. And thank you to everybody that reached out with their condolences when I lost my friend. Don't let these things that build up to a wall that keep you out discourage you. Knock them down brick by brick. Don't lay there. Don't think that you can't even begin because it seems like so much. And when you do go after it, there's going to be people that try to push you back. This is the lesson of the fucking week. Don't let people fuck with you because they're counting on you letting them. And that's why they fuck with you in the first place. Don't be an asshole like them. Don't try to fuck people because you can. Try to be good. Try to spread love and be a good person where it counts. And continue to come back here to Homeschool Podcast, where we document the journey. And don't forget that only love can save the world. I will see you guys next week. Wish me luck in Nebraska. Peace out. I love you guys. I'm Augustino Zoida. This is Homeschool Podcast. Peace. Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all.